We start a new sefer this week, the book of Vayikra. And the first pasuk tells us, Hashem called to Moshe and spoke to him from the Ohel Moed. And there's a midrash that tells us from this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to enter the Mishkan. He just spent so much time and effort building until Hashem specifically gave him permission to enter. And what we learn from this is Moshe Rabbeinu's attribute of da'at. What's da'at? It literally translates to as knowledge, but it's much more than that. It's about thinking about what you're doing, not just letting things pass by and going with the flow or doing things out of habit. For example, we can have a tefillah full of kavana, and that's da'at. Or we can have a tefillah that our mind is somewhere else and we're not thinking of the words, and that's not da'at. Even with our day, we can pass by a whole day with events, conversations, and mitzvot, without even thinking about what we've done or thinking what we should say or what we shouldn't say. Someone who has da'at lives a completely different life. Our davening, our fulfillment of mitzvot create a connection to Hashem. We can have conversations that are meaningful and actions that show the reasoning behind them. Moshe Rabbeinu had this quality of da'at, and we can all strive to attain it as well with a little focused thought. It can go a long way. Shabbat Shalom U'mevorach.